8:51. Bit of sunshine going here to kick into the week. 33 degrees. Call this the Better Late Than Never department. Checking in. Got to do Breckenridge School News. Find out what's going on over there in the land of green and white with Superintendent Christy Sullivan on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, I'm having one of those Mondays. Do you ever have those where it's just like, you know, you're going in a thousand different directions just trying to get caught up?
Yeah. You know, that song, Manic Monday, has been just playing in my head all morning.
I bet it has. Well, what's going on this week, Christy? What's happening?
Well, we've got a jam-packed week. Hopefully this weather is going to cooperate. It might be a little windy, but warmer. So we're hoping that all these events can actually take place. Monday, today, we have varsity baseball versus Holly. That's at home at Cowboy Field at 4 p.m. Also, JV versus Holly at Cowboy Field at 5:30 p.m. We have a junior high track meet in Pelican Rapids today at 4 o'clock. Softball versus Minnewaska area at home, JV at 4 o'clock, varsity at 5 o'clock. Boys varsity golf at Holly Golf Club at 9 a.m. And our 5th and 6th graders will be continuing MCA testing today. Tuesday, tomorrow, we have lunch buddies scheduled. We've got girls varsity golf at Frazee at 11. Junior high baseball at DGF at 4 p.m. Varsity track meet at Barnesville at 4 p.m. We've got softball on the road also at DGF, JV and varsity both at 4 p.m. JV and varsity baseball versus Dilworth Glendon Felton also. That one's at home, Cowboy Field at 5 p.m. And again, continued MCA testing for grades 5 and 6. On Wednesday, we've got our 1 hour late start. We've also got a vocal solo and ensemble event going on at Minnewaska area schools. So we wish all of our choir students luck on Wednesday. Thursday, varsity track meet at Holly, 4 p.m. Girls varsity golf at Holly Golf Club. Boys varsity golf versus Staples Motley at Vintage Golf Course. Varsity baseball doubleheader at Pelican Rapids, 4 p.m. Softball versus Pelican Rapids. JV at 5:30, varsity at 4 p.m. Those are at home at BHS. We've got junior high baseball doubleheader versus Pelican Rapids at 4:30 p.m. Thursday. And again, MCAs for 5th and 6th grade. And to finish off the week Friday, we've got one event, junior high track at Holly at 4:30 p.m. We also have a tentative author visit scheduled with Kim Larson.
Boy, you know, and I'm freaking out thinking I got a manic Monday going until I hear a list like that. And it's like, I don't know how you keep that all straight, Christy.
Yeah, well, talk to Freddie about that. He's the one keeping all that straight.
Oh, good stuff. Anything else you want to add, Christy, before we wrap it up?
Oh, just enjoy the week. Looking forward to some warmer weather. Hopefully this wind doesn't get too crazy. And hope everybody is able to get out and enjoy some warmer temps.
I'll definitely work on that for you. Christy, great to talk with you. Have a great week. Okay, we'll talk next Monday.
All right, thank you. Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
That is Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent, Breckenridge School News. We do this every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
With a check of your regional news, I'm Ricky Claverkamp reporting. Residents of Findlay are still without potable water, and city leaders are asking them to not use any water from the tap. A water main leak is the suspected cause of low pressure since Friday. The city is trying to pressurize lines after isolating different areas of the water system to figure out where the problem is. Until the problem is resolved, the city is offering residents paper plates, plastic silverware, and cups and napkins. It is also offering non-potable water residents can use to flush in their toilets. Spirit Lake Tribe donated pallets of potable water for residents to drink and cook with. Tribe says it stands in solidarity with the city's residents during the emergency. City of Findlay hopes to have more information today. The Highway Patrol says one person is dead after a single vehicle crash in southeast North Dakota Sunday night. Captain Brian Newland says the Richland County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash on County Road 3 near Barney around 9:30 p.m. and requested assistance from troopers. Troopers say a pickup left the road, vaulted over an approach, and rolled. Newland says there was one person in the pickup who died at the scene. The person's name has not been released. A shop fire in rural Cass County prompted a response from multiple agencies Saturday afternoon. The Castleton Fire Department says they received a report of a shop fire near rural Mapleton around 3:30 p.m. High winds escalated the fire before firefighters arrived. The fire produced large clouds of black smoke. Castleton Fire says offensive and defensive lines were used to control the fire. Castleton Fire also had an engine suffer a small electrical fire, but used a backup engine to help put out the fire. The Cass County Sheriff's Office, West Fargo Police, Castleton Ambulance, Davenport Fire, and Mapleton Fire also responded to the scene. We'll have more regional news coming up in just a moment.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The next greatest generation is now. Anything is possible when you stick to your goals. The North Dakota Army National Guard allows you to balance school and community service, gaining lifetime skills and connections. Be there for your community when they need you most, and the work you do will work for you. Live here, serve here. Join the North Dakota Army National Guard today. Sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard, the North Dakota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Two people from Fergus Falls were seriously injured in a rollover crash involving a homemade highway vehicle just before 7 p.m. in Otter Tail County Saturday. The Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office says Jeffrey Rutten, age 38, and Jennifer Anderson, age 29, were ejected from the vehicle after it rolled over on private property. Rutten was pinned under the roll bars of the vehicle and later freed by witnesses.